On today's episode, we're going to talk to Marsha Friedman, the founder of EMSI Public Relations up in Tampa, one of our earliest customers, where you'll learn about what she does, why she likes Star to Star, and maybe something about her little furry friend as well. So
the
stay
security
tuned.
Officer of the company.
Heads in the Cloud. With your hosts, David Portnowitz and Graham Potter.
Welcome to the penultimate... No, I'm just joking. No, welcome to Heads in the Cloud. I'm David Portnowitz, and this is...
Graham Potter.
And we're coming to you live from beautiful Sarasota, Florida.
Yeah, recently completed the 2017 World Championship
World
Rowing.
Rowing Championships.
I nearly got arrested last week, actually.
Well, that's just a weekly occurrence for you.
Did I tell you that? I was out
no,
on my
I,
Sunday...
I, mean, I, was out I haven't heard my, about this particular instance.
I was out on my long Sunday run. And I ran all the way around the side of Benderson Lake, and I was accosted by a security guard who said to me, "Sir, you can't go through there because it's ticket only." And I said, "Yes, I can, mate. I'm a taxpayer, and we pay for this lake." And with that, he shouted at me again, and I said, "Well, I'm going out the other end of the lake because I'm going running." And he said, "A security guard will pick you up at the other end." And I turned around, well, I was still running, and very quickly replied, "He'll have to catch me first, mate."
And what was the end result of this?
Nothing. Oh. The security guard the other end was asleep at the wheel. He was in his car, and he didn't care. I just flashed straight by.
So they weren't letting the public in to run around?
No, not at all.
Because they were probably wanting to make some money.
But World Championship Rowing,
First time they've had the event in the States since 1992 or something like that. They've only had it in the States two times, or one time previously in Indianapolis.
Yeah.
And this is the second time here in Sarasota.
Are you sure there were other countries participating? Because you guys have an uncanny knack of calling things world championships.
No, the only thing bigger than this World Rowing Championship is the Olympics for these
athletes.
I've
got one thing bigger than that.
Well, I don't know anything about that.
I can tell you the 2016 world champion Daniel Norman is the bog snorkeling champion of the world.
What?
And you don't even know
bog
what that
snuggling?
Is. Bog snorkeling.
Can you spell that?
B-O-G, bog, peat bogs. If you go in the north of England, there's these peat bogs, and people dive into these shallow peat bogs, 60 foot long, and they put a snorkel and flippers on. They're not allowed to do conventional swimming strokes, so they just do these flippers up and down.
I know a guy named Pete Boggs.
That's what it is. And that is a world championship, and there are other countries participating. The U.S. hasn't yet participated, so maybe you and I, David, can put a team
together. So after
we
finish the Heads in the Cloud, we do the peat bogging.
We'll go... peat bogging, we'll go bog snorkeling in the north of England.
But I don't understand, what are you doing in this event?
You've got to look it up, mate. It sounds... anyway, we're digressing a little bit here, but you'll have to look it up and get the full gist of what that's all about.
So, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm pumped about the peat bog.
So
today we've got Marsha Friedman on the show, and Marsha is the founder,
CEO of a company called EMSI, or originally when we first started working with them, their event really went under the name of Event Management Services.
But now it's a PR firm.
Yeah, PR firm, and she put this company together and really has kind of figured out how to operate in that particular PR world. But, as a very early customer of Star to Star, they were so reliant on communications, and they took a real chance with a company that was a fledgling.
Yeah, they started with us a year into our infancy. Yeah,
2007. So
we were still, we didn't even talk then. We were just, well, I think we always talk. I don't know. That was probably not an apropos joke. I don't know.
No, I don't know, David. I don't know what you're talking about half the time. But yes, they were a great organization to work with. And, we went through some early challenges as we started the company up. And thankfully, they stayed with us. And here they are today, many, many years on. But, when we built the system, when we first put the star system together, some of the very early star boxes and items that were out there, that would have been a very early 2200 star box that many of our listeners would know what I'm referring to. That system is still in play today. And 11 years on. They've moved. They moved from, they were originally in the Clearwater area. They're now in the Wesley Chapel area. So the company's not a huge company, but a very focused organization. But again, very, very reliant on communication.
Yeah, I mean, they're constantly talking to the press. I mean, they rely, if they didn't have, if they couldn't make calls, they would be they would have found somebody else by now.
Dead in the water. Yeah. I think you're right there. So
I mean, it's a cutthroat world. I mean, you've got to be able to pick up that. If you miss that call, if a reporter's calling you trying to get someone on the phone, if you miss that call, they're going to move on. They're not calling you back.
You lost the business.
Yeah, so
you lost the business.
Marsha's a great. I mean, she's a super intelligent, written a book, influencer in the space. I mean, and she's a really, really cool person. If you haven't heard of her, look her up. You can find her on Twitter and Facebook at Marsha Friedman. She's someone that if you're looking for a PR agency.
Yeah.
She's the official PR agency of Peds in the Cloud. That will come. She'll have to pay for that, but we'll talk about that later.
you're a great, great advert for Peds in the Cloud. I'm sure we'll go on in leaps and bounds. We work with EMSI. So
what else has been happening, Grant? We haven't talked in a while. You've been out of the office. I haven't seen your face. I was in Austin last week at Channel Partners.
Really?
Yeah,
were you playing music there at all? Or singing
saw Jamie Lynn Spears, who is the younger sister of Britney Spears.
Good grief.
I stayed for two songs, which was about two more than I should have stayed for.
No good. No, didn't reckon it.
And I don't know any Jamie Lynn Spears tunes.
Oh, okay.
But Channel Partners in Austin, Texas. It was a good event. Not as heavily attended as their event in Vegas.
That. Yeah, I was talking about
it. But still, we met a lot of good partners. Met with a couple of our vendors, Polycom, VTech,
Yealink.
Yeah,
I was talking to VTech today.
Yeah, talked to those guys out there.
We didn't have a booth there, but we had a meeting room, I think.
We had a meeting room, and we sponsored the Evolution Hub, which was kind of their media area on site. Michelle, our president, went up and did an interview there. And we had a LinkedIn photo booth station where you could get your picture taken for LinkedIn. My first time in Austin, which I think is the only city in Texas I've ever wanted to go to.
Yeah.
And I'd like to go back. Great food, really, the music, great culture. The university is right downtown, which was pretty cool. I could see the football stadium for the University of Texas right outside of my window. It was nice. The only cruddy part was that it rained the entire time. And, I'm from Florida. I assume it rains everywhere all the time. And every morning I wake up on TV and they're like, it doesn't rain here ever. And it rained the entire time.
Because you were there.
I brought the tropical.
You were there.
It was the remnants of some sort of a tropical storm on the West Coast that had come up through Mexico. Everywhere I go, there's a tropical storm following me.
There's another one buzzing around.
I know. What's that one? Nate.
Yeah, Nate's buzzing around. So, it's been an interesting year for storms. That's for sure.
Yeah.
So.
But with Channel Partners, and that was a great event. And we've got many of our sales leadership out at Channel Connect this week at IntelliSys event out in California.
Saw that in Monterey.
So busy time here for us here at Star to Star. We got a lot of stuff going on.
Is usually the kind of crazy quarter, and so lots of good things to happen.
Percolating, and we just completed a recertification training here too. We had about 50 of our current partners in here talking about.
I stopped by there earlier in the week and met some faces that I haven't seen in years. So great to see some of those partners.
Yeah, I mean, trying to get them back down here, teach them the new stuff that we've added into the portal, teach them about new products, new everything. So it's good to bring those folks in, a couple times a year to try to keep them up to date on what's happening. And they appreciate the nice weather here in Florida and the beautiful beaches and scenery.
It's a lovely place. That's why we live here. Still have to dodge the storms. That's why we live here.
So, yeah. Well, just put your shutters up and hope for the best, right?
You've got to get some shutters first.
You don't have any shutters.
Not anymore, no.
You fell off the roof?
No. Well, yeah, don't go there.
Yeah, we talked about that last time.
Yeah, no, don't remind me, so. Awesome.
All right. Well, I think we'll head on to our interview now. Stay tuned for our interview with Marsha Friedman.
See you on the other side. This is a great pleasure for me to introduce really what is one of our first customers on the Heads in the Cloud podcast series. I'd like to introduce Marsha Friedman, who is one of our customers from the very, very early days.
2007, I believe, right?
Well, actually, I can be more specific than that, David. We're talking September of 2007 because
okay.
I went back and did my homework. So,
well, at least one of us did.
So Marsha Friedman heads up a company called EMSI, Event Management Solutions. So I'd really like to introduce Marsha and kick it over to her for a moment to give us a bit about your bio, your background. So I had a great opportunity to meet you and the team many years ago, so this is the first time we've spoken, probably in several years, I would think.
No, absolutely. And quite frankly, first of all, we are a public relations firm, and so it's EMSI Public Relations. And you know, Graham, when we met many years ago, we were really, I had started the agency back in 1990, so however many years ago that was to where we are now, it's almost 28 years we've been in business.
And wow.
Yeah, and honestly, I have to tell you that, and just for the listeners, I promise, Graham did not pay me to say this, but honestly.
We did give you a T-shirt, though, so that might
right.
count.
Yeah, yeah, that's true, David. That was good. Yeah, well, you get the T-shirt testimonial here then, rather than the big one. But no, seriously, you know, we've been doing business with you guys for, you know, a long time. And one of the reasons I just have to say one of the reasons that we've been customers for so long is truly the personal touch and attention that we've gotten from you, Graham, and the great service from your team. You know, I don't have to tell you the amount of time we're solicited by your competitors all the time, but I'm very happy to tell them, no, thank you.
Well, we appreciate that very much.
We really do. Yeah, we really
yeah.
do.
Yeah, so I just wanted to say that just from the outgo, because I never really had a chance to tell you that. But
no, we appreciate you know, that. So we really do. I mean, it was a lot of fun, you know, starting out with you guys in the early years, and I'm sure we put you through some challenges in those early years. I can remember coming out to
yes.
the office on more than one occasion, but you stayed with us, and yeah, here we are.
Now you're being rewarded by being on the podcast.
Here you are. Here we are.
And getting my T-shirt.
11 years on. 11 years on.
So tell us, Marcia, tell us a little bit about yourself, your background, and
sure.
and sort of what you guys do.
Okay. Yes, absolutely. So as I mentioned, I started the agency. We are a public relations agency. I started it in 1990, and I'm one of the innovators in the world of PR where we actually guarantee media as opposed to retainer-based PR agencies, how most operate. And, you know, that was my marketing hook to build my agency out of the thousands of agencies that existed out there, where we guarantee media coverage for our clients, which is very unusual. So that was my hook to launch my firm. And what we do, quite frankly, is work very closely with media. That's all we do. We get clients quoted in top-tier newspapers, magazines, blogs, you know, like New York Times or Wall Street Journal or U.S. News and World Report, that ilk. We arrange interviews for our clients on talk radio and on TV. And the other medium, obviously, is social media, where we, you know, do all the social media for our clients. So we're very media focused. That's all we do. And I built my company with media specialists. So, you know, for example, my TV campaign manager is a former anchor on TV, same
wow.
with my radio campaign manager. So they're all media professionals who, you know, have come to work here, and it makes it a lot easier because they've all been on the other side. My writers have spent decades working for major daily newspapers. So when they're writing a pitch to the media, you know, to the press, they've been on the other side. So they know what works. They know what they
sure.
would delete
yeah.
if they were there, you know. They know how to get the attention of the media. And that's really been the success of our company, or for just being able to be around for 28 years now. So.
Yeah, it's phenomenal. Husband Steve, still very much a part of the business?
Well, yes, you're asking me that today, but by January of 2018, he will be gone.
Really?
Yes, moving on to the next phase of his life. He's, you know, been doing this a long time. He joined the company in 2004, actually.
Wow.
And so, yeah, he's ready to move on and do the things that are going to, you know, light him up. So
we always talked, whenever we met, we always talked about cars, I think, because I used to drive there in my shiny red car, and we used to have conversations about that. But I remember, you know, most of the folks there. I can remember the team. I can remember the building very, very well, you know, having been there on several occasions. And so one of the other interesting things, I think, from your point of view, Marsha, is that you you authored a book, which I think is great and really interesting to our audience. So why don't you give us a bit of
that? Well, I think we need to start off by saying, you know, Celebritize Yourself is the book. How are you going to help Heads in the Cloud podcast?
Yeah, what about
that? The podcast is basically about you and I. So let's just get down to it. How are you going to help us, Marsha? I mean, what do we got to do to get you on our retainer so we can get this podcast out in the media? I mean, that's really what this is about. Let's just be honest with each other here.
I do get people talking to me about it. Even my kids listen to this.
Yeah.
Now, what have you?
So first step family, next step world domination.
Yeah, who knows? Yeah. We're on iTunes. We're in the Play Store. We're on LinkedIn.
We're in the cloud.
We're in the cloud, man. Yeah, we're heads in the
there
cloud.
You go.
Anyway, I digress.
Tell people about it, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, we're trying to. So I meet new partners every month when we bring partners into the business to train and educate them about the company, and I talk about product with them. But I always do a plug spot for Heads in the Cloud.
I do the same thing in the marketing section.
Always put a picture up. Yeah, I always make sure my picture's bigger than yours, David. So
you have a large head. So.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. So tell us about Tell us about the book, Marsha.
Well, the answer to your question, David, quite frankly, is we would do for you guys exactly what we do for all of our clients. And our clients are really CEOs or C-level executives of corporations or professional firms who are looking to build their brand as experts in their field. And consequently, it builds the brand of the company. And you know, and that's what the book is about. You know, after getting publicity for so many years for authors like the kind I've just spoken about, doctors, lawyers, CEOs, I realized that having a book is really like almost like an admission ticket to the movie theater. You know, when you have a book and you go out to the media to see about being interviewed as an expert on a show or in the press, you know, having a book just positions you as an authority. And so the media is much more inclined to interview somebody who has a book. And so, you know, after doing this for so many years with so many of my clients, I realized that the simplicity for building one's authority as an expert in their field is really very simple. You know, one of the very first steps is write a book.
Right.
You know, and then when you have the book, then you've got the opportunity to promote it. You get quoted in newspapers and magazines. You are on the air on radio and TV. And the third step is, how you leverage the media that you got to really build your brand and build your authority as an expert. And that's really what Celebritize Yourself is all about. It kind of walks you through the steps on how to do those three things.
So, you know, one of the things I have, you know, from a marketing perspective is how do you, capture the attention of the media today when it's so, you know, it's, you know, there's so much out there and, how do you get your clients to sort of rise above just the noise that's in the space right now? I mean, and we're such in a, you know, the media moves so fast and there's, you know, there's just so much going on. You know, what are you guys, you know, how do you sort of deal with that?
You want my secret sauce, David? Is that it?
Well,
I'd make him buy the book.
I'm not going to read the book, so I mean,
I'd make him buy the book.
No, no problem. No, it's a really legitimate question, and the truth of the matter is, I realized very early on that if I understood, you know, my clients' needs, I'm they pay me to service them, but I also realized that, truthfully, I have another client in a sense, which is the media. So if I serve the media's needs in the same way that I serve my clients' needs, and I match those two up, it's a win-win. But so the first part, you know, just like I do with any client, I'm always trying to understand what their service is, what their area of expertise is, what their passion is, right? Well, in the same way, I have to understand what the media's needs are. And so from that point of view, We do operate very differently. We write Associated Press-style articles for our clients where we come up with something very newsworthy relative to their topic. We quote our client as the authority on that topic, and then we offer advice, you know, relative to that topic for the readers. And we write these Associated Press-style articles, and we distribute it very broadly to the press. And, you know, because there is so much competition out there for media attention, the truth is, and this is the secret sauce, if you do the work for the media, then you're going to be a heck of a lot more likely to get the pickup.
Yeah, they're lazy.
Well, it's just they've got so much. So we write the articles, and a lot of publications just pick it up and run it as is because they're looking for really good quality content. So we write it for them. A lot of publications run it. But the big guys, the New York Times, the Wall Street Journal, or USA Today, they're never going to run an article that's written by journalists that aren't on staff. So what happens instead there is those journalists will call us. They've gotten the article, and they'll say, hey, we're doing an article on this. Can we interview Graham, because we're writing a story and we'd like to quote him as an expert in the story. So quite frankly, that's one of the major tools that we use. But the other tool is we follow the news. Every day we're sitting in our conference room looking at the national news stories, seeing which topic we have a client who can comment on that. And then we offer that client as an expert to comment on the news story. And that's another one of the things we do. But truthfully, through these tactics over the years, we are really kind of relied on by the media. So there isn't a week that goes by that journalists from Entrepreneur or U.S. News and World Report or this week CNBC, they call us because they know we're a trusted source of experts for articles. So, you know, I've built the machine, so they're calling us as well as us calling them.
That's great. So you just for our listeners, you are very reliant on a very solid communications platform there. So I'm happy that we can serve you as a customer. That's great. Really, really appreciate that. Yeah. So it's a very different business here today, Marcia, from the one when we started with you guys, and you took a chance with a little company that really started with only probably 10 employees, I think, when we started in 2006. And David, what are we today?
Do you know, over 300,
350, something like that. And this building that we're in now, Marcia, we used to be in a small building in the Bank of America building on Main Street in Sarasota. We're now up by the airport in 77,000 square feet.
Wow.
We have another campus in
Atlanta
opposite Georgia Tech.
Wow.
And we have many, many people out in the field, salespeople. So, you know, for you as a customer back in September, we're now talking how many customers, David?
Oh, gosh, over 40,000. 50,000
customers now out there today. So, yeah, it's been an interesting journey, but it's companies like yourselves that
really
made us backbone of where we are and what we are by taking a chance with us versus some of the other many other players out there, and we truly appreciate that. I mean, it's really made us something different, and we've been
sort of like you. You know, we've approached the market a little bit differently than everybody else, and that has been a good thing for us. And you know, I like your outlook on how you approach the media, and in fact, I really do think the Heads in the Cloud podcast needs to be a client of EMSI. I think we get a lot more traction that way. Our current PR manager Frederick needs to double down his efforts. Otherwise, we're gonna have to look somewhere else.
Well, you know, I just want to comment back to both of you that, and this is really the truth. We're both in the service business, right?
Yes, we are.
But you on a million times bigger level than my agency, but still philosophically we're very much aligned, and that is what kept me with you, because there was that caring that I felt from your company even through the bumps. I mean, we all have them. Every company has it, but yet you personally, Graham, were willing to help us on a personal level, and that impressed me so much because, you know, I think the attitude and the philosophy of the management dictate the level of quality of service of their team down the line. And knowing that you had that philosophy is what committed me to your company. And so I have to thank you because you've saved me a lot of heartache and aggravation.
Well, we appreciate that. It's very kind of you to say that. And so, enjoyed working with you. And as I say, we still stay in touch, albeit via social media. And Marty,
that's how everyone stays in touch now, Graham.
Yeah, Marty.
And we'd be hard-pressed not to mention you could follow Marsha on Twitter at Marsha Friedman.
Yeah, go on. Give the plugs. Go on.
At Marsha Friedman. You can find her on Facebook, Marsha Friedman, and you can find her on LinkedIn, too. So make sure you follow her. She's a great follow.
So make sure you pass on my best regards to the team there.
We can't end this without asking about Mila, though.
Yeah, so David is a fan of Yorkshire Terriers and what have you. And so I read with a lot of sadness that the little guy that I had met, Nico, which I think was around when I was around the building. Yeah. So he's no longer around, but you have a new company mascot and chief security officer. Why don't you tell us about that? It's fascinating. I love that.
She's our Yorkie who yaps all day long at any strangers that come by, but she cuddles and jumps on people's laps.
Oh, awesome.
Keeps us all company. So
I love Yorkies.
Mila.
I love their little yappers.
Yeah, exactly.
I think it's a great. I think it says a lot about your business as well, Marsha. It's a very personalised organisation, and looking at the team as well. So, I know that from when I was there. So I have a little dog as well. He doesn't come to work with me, but he's a little bit like his owner. He's deaf as a post. I took him on as a stray, and we love him dearly. But when you get an older dog from one of these humane societies, it is cost reduced to buy it, but you get him for like $50, but a couple of weeks later and $5,000 later, and you've been vet bills. So it's a little different experience. So I think from our point of view, I don't want to take up too much more of your time.
Yeah, we really appreciate you.
Just really
time
so
today.
Much appreciate you taking the time.
And we got to have a follow up call about her. I really think we got to talk to her about. I really do.
Well, I'll tell you what you should do, David, and what I've been committing to do for a long time, and we've never made it happen, is we will do
a
visit.
Come on up.
We will make a visit, and we will go out for lunch somewhere, and we will catch up in person, and we must do that.
So, absolutely.
So thank you so much, Marsha. Pass on our best regards to the team there.
I will
be on the lookout for
Thank
that shirt.
Thank you, guys. Yeah, just going to say, I'm waiting with bated breath for that T-shirt.
Keep an eye out for the T-shirt, and if you won't wear it, perhaps Mila might.
I don't think we have a do we have a dog version?
No,
of the
you know
shirt?
What we have got. No, you know what we have got. We got onesies. We can send we can send a star onesie out there and fit it on
the
dog. No,
we'll send
a onesie and a t-shirt.
Yes,
bless you.
Okay, guys.
All right, thank you so much,
Marsha. Have a great weekend.
Take care.
You too, guys.
Bye
bye.
Well, we just had a fascinating conversation with one of our earliest customers, Marsha Friedman from EMSI Public Relations up in the Tampa area.
Yeah, a company who I met several times in the very early years, and a customer that goes back to September 2007.
Probably awesome. One of our first. I mean, we started in 06, so
we started
in
06, but very, very early on, originally in the.
It seems extremely happy
Clearwater.
Still.
Yeah, I think so. In the Clearwater area, and they've now moved up to Wesley Chapel. So,
and she's got an interesting take on the media and how to approach it, especially in today's landscape. I mean, it's crazy trying to get the media's attention. I can tell you that from a marketing standpoint.
Sure.
We're always down that road, and it's not easy. I mean, there's so much out there that it's hard to break through. And so, if she's got a recipe for success,
I think they got it down to a science. Yeah. I think she travels a lot and speaks. Does a lot of speaking engagements and. It's a very successful small company, but very, very successful company.
Well, I mean, I think it speaks a little bit to, the product, that she's been with us for almost, 11 years now, 10, 11 years. And she's had success, and she's not, she's happy. She's moving, she continues to use it every day. I mean, and, I think that's sort of what built us, right? I mean, our retention rate of 99.85% is just,
I think
our customers are happy.
You look back to when we started the company, we wanted to be we wanted to be different. We didn't just want to be another service provider, and I think we strive to do that. And companies like EMSI are a great testament to that. But they're a charming organization. They really are. I mean, I loved working with them and stay in touch today. Still stay in touch with Marsha and one of the ladies that works for Marty on Facebook, and so we communicate on there quite regularly. So,
and she's got an adorable dog, Mila.
Yeah, I mean, that's the team.
Team mascot and the CSO
And security officer. Yeah.
Now I have my cousin has a Yorkie named Teddy.
All right.
Not an intelligent creature.
Is it not?
No.
Why do you say that?
One of the dumber animals I've ever met in my entire life. Yeah. This dog's got to be like 10 years old.
It's probably entitled to be a little kind of wayward if it's 10 years old.
Yeah, I mean
it's in dog years. It's getting on a bit, isn't it?
Well,
it's like 70 odd years old.
Yeah, well.
So you imagine what we'll come back and talk to you when you're 70 years old. <don't>
you? I'll be like, oh, here we go. Heads on the podcast. Heads on the what?
See how we are. Yeah, I doubt very much if I'll be here. But
this podcast just took a turn.
On a sad note.
No, but I really do.
What number podcast is this, by the way, David?
This is podcast number 8.
Wow. You had to look that up, didn't you?
Well, I had to look at Fred. So I did look up. I didn't look it up. Yeah, I just looked up. Yeah,
I saw that. Yeah, that's awesome.
No, this is our 8th, and we're this is a great episode. And we got
first customer.
First customer. We're gonna have some more customers come in. We've got another good episode coming up shortly. We're going to be talking to another industry specialist who specializes on the WebRTC side. So we're going to be talking about that. So you know, stay tuned. You can follow us on Twitter. And you can follow us on Facebook, headsinthecloudpod.com, or headsinthecloudpodcast.com. I can never remember. It's, you know, it is what it is. You'll find it. Just Google it.
We're in the Play Store, aren't we? We're Apple, on iTunes. Yeah,
rate us, everywhere. Review us, give us a 5.
We're everywhere.
We need to get some more 5. We need to get some more ratings. Anybody that rates us, gives us a 5, we're throwing them a t-shirt.
Yeah. Hey, let's do it.
You know, you got to give us a great rating. If you give us a 1, we're not gonna give you a shirt.
No.
Maybe.
Not even a photograph. So
we might still give you a shirt.
I'm looking at you. Anyway.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us on episode 8 of Heads in the Cloud. And I'm David Portnowitz.
I am Graham Potter.
Thanks for Heads in the Cloud.